Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it. The Bert Show.
So I made a decision with the doctors over the summer, the veterinarians with Carolina that is now affecting me seriously for the next 3 weeks.
Now, okay. Carolina, again, is the dog you adopted.
Yes, she is the dog who ran into my life, literally. Uh-huh. And so now we're, you know, getting to know each other. But she was a stray, and now she's becoming a spoiled little princess. But when when she ran into my life, I hit her with my car, and then we were able
to love tap.
The help of Briarcliff Animal Foundation, we were able to save her and save her leg. And North Lake Veterinary Surgery was the place who did her leg repair and all that stuff. So with both Dr. Muller and Dr. Greenwood, we decided that we wouldn't get Carolina fixed right away. Mm-hmm. Because she had just gone through so much trauma anyway. They were like, okay, we don't need to put her back under anesthesia and take out all of her lady parts.
Mm-hmm.
So now Carolina is in heat.
Oh, no. It's a mess in your house.
And I have never had a girl dog before, and I've never had a dog that wasn't fixed before. So I have absolutely no idea what to do.
Do they make doggy
maxi pads?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but this is...
Really?
Yeah.
The little diaper thingies.
It's like diaper thingies that you can put on them. This is a dog that lived in the woods for the entire first year
of
her life.
Now you're going to put panties on it?
There's no way this dog is keeping panties on her.
Right.
Yeah. But it's also like we had a dog growing up.
She's like, hell no.
Wild. We had a dog that got through heat, and we had her in the garage, and the boy dogs in the neighborhood literally ripped the lining out of our garage door to try to get to her. Mm-hmm. So it's not just her. The dogs in the neighborhood that are going to be... Hey.
So I just don't know what to do. Like, I have all of these questions. Like, do I try to do the diaper thing? Right now, she's been staying, like, in her crate and, like, in her sort of area. And I've just put tons of towels down or whatever.
It's a mess.
Yeah. But it's... And then I also was wondering, I'm like... I just need advice on what to do and like the best way to handle it or whatever. And then I was also wondering, I'm like, does she get cramps?
Like, she's vital.
Like, is she like needs a hot pad?
She's like
a
Tylenol.
Yeah, like do
Tylenol.
I need to give her some like
doggy? She just
doggy...
needs a fresh baked tray of brownies and a whole quart of ice cream and just sits on the couch.
Exactly. Like, should we watch sad movies and stuff like that? Like,
does her look say that she's feeling a little bloated right now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole thing is like all... It gets all swollen.
Oh, poor little thing.
Like, her little vajayjay is like huge right now.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Wow.
It is. It's like comes from the inside out.
I got to tell you, when I woke up this morning and thought of what I might hear on today's show, I never thought the size of your dog's vagina would come up.
I had a hunch.
Like,
so what's the advice that you're looking for? Like, what do you do?
What do I do about my dog's big vagina?
Yeah, like, I just don't know. I just don't know the best way. I mean...
I've
to like, you know,
dog.
With like the mess and like, am I just going to have to be like constantly like cleaning up after her? Do I need to do the maxi pads? If I do, how often do you have to change them? Oh, is it bad if she eats them? Like, what if she gets in and like rips up the panties and eats the maxi pad?
You only have to deal with it for a short time and then
you have it. They have it for 3 weeks.
Really?
It's not like a girl's cycle, which is like 5 days. It's 3 weeks.
How often?
Well,
it's constant, but I don't think.
But it's not necessarily. Yeah, it's like this is her mating season. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I say the boy dogs in the neighborhood, like, if they get her scent, then you're going to have visitors at your door.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean?
Like, walking her would also, I think, be a concern.
Yes, everything is a concern. Yeah. Oh my God, why didn't we just fix her back in the summer?
It's really messy, too. Like, we've had dogs way back in the day. We had Dobermans, and when they would go in heat, I mean, there were just spots all over the floor all the time. It's nasty.
I told y'all how OCD I'm getting about having a clean house. Like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
It's really not fun.
Angie Woods, our dog whisperer, is on. She can help you out. Hey, Angie.
Good morning.
Did you hear what's going on with Carolina now?
Oh, wow, yeah. I didn't realize she still had all that plumbing.
She did have all that plumbing. And the reason is because they said she had been through so much trauma already. They were like, just give her body a chance to heal with the leg and the hip and everything, and then we'll you know, go in and get her fixed a little bit later. But now...
Makes sense. It's a good lesson in that you don't want to go through this again.
Definitely not.
But the good news is that it doesn't really normally last as long as 3 weeks. Normally on about day 10 or 11, maybe even 12, the bleeding stops.
Okay.
And not a big deal, but the boys will smell her from miles away. So be really careful. I know you're in a loft, so you guys are kind of safe, and she's not hanging out in the backyard alone or anything like that.
No, she's definitely not.
Southside's probably knocking on your door right now.
oh my goodness. God.
But have you tried the doggy diapers?
I have not yet, because I'm thinking... Okay. She's going to probably rip them to shreds,
well,
but I can try.
May, but I would give it a try. And actually, they're washable and so on and so forth. There's not this little pad that you have to remove. They do have some inserts you can put in there and things. But a couple of things. You're going to just suffer for the next week and a half or 2 weeks because she, you know, spending time in her crate, no doggy diaper in the crate. Okay?
Okay.
So give her a nice blankie that you can wash. And then when she's out of the crate, I would just recommend, you know, keeping her somewhere in the house that's off of the carpet. You know, if she can't wear the doggy diapers, if she'll accept those, then by all means, she'll have free reign.
How long is the doctor saying that it would be appropriate for you to go in and get this all worked on?
I guess we had talked about maybe like 6 months. He wanted to give her like 6 months to recover with the leg and the hip.
Okay. How long has it been now?
We met in July.
Okay. So it's probably coming up pretty soon. I bet once she wraps this heat cycle up and you give her maybe a couple or a few weeks on the other side of it, just because everything is swollen right now. I mean, her arteries and such, I mean, and her uterus. So once everything's down, I bet they'll go ahead and spay her for you.
Okay.
Carolina's got a big old uterus. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Thanks, Angie.
Thank you. Good luck, Jen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Put your uterus in motion. Yeah.
Doing the butt.
Good morning, Carly. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. You need to go get some bitch britches.
What?
Some bitch britches?
I've never heard of this.
Why are you being... Hold on.
Called a bitch, and if you get some bitch britches, they're washable, and they're cloth, and they have Velcro, and they're a lot more comfortable than those doggy diapers. I have a female and staff, and let me tell you, she was bleeding every day at 3 weeks.
I thought you were talking to Jen, and this is some sort of like big girl panties type.
No, well, they're big girl panties for doggies.
So where do you get these bitch britches?
I'm at like a Intimacy? Doggy boutique. A lot of places like that sell them. I'm sure if you Google them, it can give you a local area. Or maybe you guys can get somebody to call up, like a doggy boutique, and give them a little plug, and they'll tell you where you can get them.
Hey, we'll handle the sales and marketing of the station. Thanks, though.
No, but I like the suggestion.
Bitch britches is what we're in search
of. Bitch britches, yes, sir.
Thank you.
That's great. Isn't that so sad?
I would be careful Googling bitch britches.
Here's Jessica. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I use pull-ups. I have a boxer. When she goes in the heat, I'll use kids' pull-ups, and I'll put a hole where the tail goes, and I'll pull her tail through it. But the elastic and the Velcro, she'll pull that off, but the pull-ups, she won't pull it off, and you can just throw them away, and you don't have nasty panties to wash.
Pull-ups, that's good. I could get photographed in the grocery store buying pull-ups, and everyone will think that I have a baby.
I can bring one in for you tomorrow, so you could use it sort of as a test run.
You have pull-ups at home?
They're not for me, but yeah, we have them for the kids.
But sometimes if it's a big night of drinking, we'll put them on.
Like I'm tailgating this weekend, I don't want to have to hassle with going to the bathroom. So.
Porta potties are gross.
There was once a couple years ago where Bert was the one who broke the seal at Penny Till You Pee Night, and he said, never again will I be that guy.
Text me later today and I'll bring one in for you.
Okay.
I think we've got Nemo ones we can put on her.
Oh, my goodness. And I just think it's so sad looking when dogs have to go through that.
Oh, gross. Danielle, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Good morning, Bert Show.
Good morning.
And I feel your pain, and peroxide is your best friend.
Peroxide?
If it ever gets in the carpet or anywhere that it doesn't belong, peroxide gets it out.
Peroxide gets it out. Oh, that's good to know, because she did get some on this white blanket that I have.
Yes.
No.
It will get it out.
Oh, yeah.
So now once she does that and you take the stain out, is the smell, like for dogs, still remain in your house?
I have no idea.
I don't have a doggy nose. I couldn't tell you, but I know I don't smell it.
Okay.
All right, thank you, and I'll just take one more for you. Good morning, Denise. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, Bert Show.
Good morning.
Heat cycles last for up to 30 days.
Oh, you're kidding me.
You can buy a product called Sani Pants. They usually find them at PetSmart, Petco, something like that. They're just a plastic thing with a hole for a tail. You put them on. You can use a regular stick'em pad from Kroger's. Mm-hmm. She'll learn to get used to it. You just have to do it slow, you know, short periods of time.
I don't think it's 30.
They do stink. They stink disgustingly.
You are just making her feel better.
Hey, what the
hell? Sorry. It's the way it is. I breed dogs. And they swell up enormously. You would just not even believe it. It takes on a life of its own. We call it a biscuit.
A biscuit.
Let's not use that word in that way.
We should take another call.
But it only lasts for about a month. It's really not terrible. And she will get used to it. And I would wait a good month to 2 months before you have her spayed, because those hormonal changes stick around.
You do have to constantly remind yourself this was a dog that was running wild a couple of months ago, and now you're talking about sticking bitch britches on her.
You're the one who's going to bring in Nemo panties.
Nemo on
them. Right? Oh, poor dog.
Really? Let's put the panties on the dog about the fish who tried to escape to freedom in the ocean. That's really comforting.
They make pills, apparently, to help. Hey, Stacy, good morning. You're on Q100.
I was just going to say she might want to ask her veterinarian.
Uh-huh.
I think they make testosterone pills that you can give her, like, it won't help for this time, but for the next time, if she gives them, like, once a week, it will put off the doggy's period till they're ready to fix Carolina.
Okay. I wonder if that
works. Carolina.
If that works, if she's already started it, though. She said, in the cycle.
She said it won't work on this cycle, but you can use it next time.
Oh, well, by next time, she will be spayed.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I got you covered tomorrow on the Nemo pull-up, so.
Okay.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
Trying to get to this for the last 3 weeks, and it's going to sound sad, but I'm so relieved. My mom has cut me off.
What?
It sounds sad. I got to tell you, I have been in such a good mood since it happened. I know it sounds terrible, terrible to say. It's a long, complicated story, and it's impossible to detail all of it, but I can tell you what brought this last part on.
Will you promise to tell us how the cutoff took place using Myra's voice?
Sure. It was in the form of an email.
Perfect.
But sure, I can do that.
When was the last cutoff? I mean, have y'all been cut off before?
Well, my mom and I didn't talk when I was from 10 to 18. Mm-hmm. I moved out to live with my dad, and she sort of just went away, you know? And ever since that time, we've always been in contact with each other. And it's been, you know what? I mean, to be honest with you, with my mom, there's just not a lot of connection there. Probably because of those years where we were away from each other. She's just not a real warm person. Our family, the way I grew up, family just wasn't important. I don't call it abused. I call it neglected, where she didn't care. My dad didn't care. We were just there, but there was no family gatherings. There was no interaction. So there's just never been like a lot of connection with me and my mom. Never, 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 you know? But I've always sworn that I would not do the cutoff thing. Mm-hmm. So I would give her what I can. And we had a pretty decent relationship the last couple of years. Things were fine, you know? Mm-hmm. So if we reverse it now, a couple of months when I got really sick for those couple of days, mm-hmm. remember, I didn't come into work and right. I had the fever and I was really banged up, right? I didn't call my mom for about 24 hours. Stacy didn't call my mom for about 24 hours when I was sick. So when we finally got in touch with my mom, she was so offended that we didn't call her immediately. It instantly became about my mom.
She was offended that you didn't call her that you were not feeling well?
Yes.
So you get sick and you have to call your mom?
That Stacy's dad knew about it. Stacy's mom knew about it. Stacy contacted them, and I made sure that they were taken care of, but I didn't call my mom, and I didn't call my dad. And
was the contacting of your Stacy's parents more practical purposes? Because they're in town.
Well, I mean, if I had to be honest with you, I'd say it's practical, but it's also, honestly, I have more of a connection with her parents than I do mine. Like, my first thought would be, call Georgianne, call Don, make sure they know what's going on, and we'll get to my mom when we get to my mom.
Well, and also, Stacy's in touch with her family every day.
Yeah.
Like, she probably talks to her mom 3 times a day on the phone.
Right.
And so, that's just, they share what's going on in their lives. And she probably talks to her dad that often, too, so you just share what's going on. It's not like it's an appointment call. Oh, I should call them and tell them. It's like, they're in her life every day.
Right.
So it's just natural.
Even besides that, that is all very true. Besides that, something goes wrong now, I'm probably calling her parents before I call mine. It's just the nature of my relationship with my parents that they developed, which is what I said to my mom. So she sends me this email just laying me out, man, for not being connected to her, and she's so offended that I didn't call her immediately. So I sit on it for a couple of days, and I shoot her back an email saying, look, if our relationship is fractured and we're not connected, you have to take responsibility for that because you haven't been connected to me my entire life. So for you to expect me, my knee-jerk reaction is to all of a sudden say, I should have my mom in on this. I said, that might be true, but I just don't feel it. So we're going back and forth in emails. And finally, my mom just a couple of weeks ago goes, this is too hurtful. I don't want to talk to you. That was really it. I got to tell you, I've been in a great mood since it happened.
Can you do that in her voice?
It wasn't even a dear Bert. I've almost like blocked it out. I can't even remember.
It was a Bert colon, almost as though you're writing a customer service letter.
It was something, dear Bert. something about the pain just being too great. The pain is too much for me to bear at this particular time in my life. So I hope you find peace. But at this point, I cannot have contact with you or something like that.
So how long will she be gone for?
Does she sign it mom or does she sign it Myra?
I think she signed this one mom. Yeah. But
then in parentheses,
it gets so much
that,
more complicated than that. And it's just so it's impossible to try to tell you guys everything that makes this dysfunctional puzzle that on the surface, it could just seem like get over it and call your mom, which I'm not going to do. Which I'm absolutely not
going to
do.
So now what's going on with your dad? Wow. Now things are cool with your dad.
Yeah, now things are cool with my dad, and now I don't have a relationship with my mom. But Stacy told me the other day you're a different person around the house. She's like, since you haven't been having contact with your mom, I haven't seen you this happy in years. And part of it is so right.
Because it's relieving?
So relieving right now. Now, I'm sure there's going to be contact in another 4 or 6 weeks. She'll come to me. I'm going to write her a letter basically saying exactly what, you know, the borders in our relationship are now. But I think there needed to be this seismic shift in our relationship for it to be where it needs to be. I think we're going to be finally on the same page. It's like, yeah, you know, you're going to be my mom and I'm going to be your son and you're going to be the grandparents, but I just don't have that connection to you. As much as I've tried, I don't feel it in my heart. I am really sorry, but I don't. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm living with the truth for the first time with her ever.
Wow. Have you ever had a connection with your dad and mom, like a good, not connection, but a good time with your dad and mom at the same time, or is it always flip-flop?
You want to hear something really sad? I know that we've joked about this on the air that I've made my therapist cry like three times over my childhood. So I'm sitting in there a couple of weeks ago, and we're going through all this together. And she says to me, tell me five times that you had a great time with your parents. Just give me five quick memories of times that you've had with your parents where you guys were smiling and had a great time.
Are you about to make us cry?
I came up with one. And I struggled for half an hour.
That's sad.
I've got That's one unfair. Memory.
Haven't you made it's your therapist cry more than once?
Yeah, it's been like three times.
she starts crying listening
three times.
To your
My therapist has
stories.
Teared up three different times
oh,
on me now.
God.
I don't mean to laugh at this whole thing.
No,
but
it is
so,
laughable. It's become sad. A running joke between she and I, actually.
Your relationship with Myra and, I don't even know your dad's name, your dad.
Fred.
Myra and Fred is a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
It's so dysfunctional, though. It's so past most of the time even being able to laugh about it.
The fact that you only have a relationship with one of them at a time. Like, you went out to Las Vegas, and you said it was cool. I hung with my dad. I watched him hang out with Hayden. He was hugging on Hayden, and everything was solid. And then you come back, and your mom's like, get out of here.
Well, I think she's sort of a little pissy about that also, because she's written in a couple of emails that she's sure that I'm being influenced by my dad, even though my dad and I haven't had any conversations about her at
still
all.
Using still using a divorce trophy. Divorce.
Yeah. I've really done everything I can, and I'm looking at my mom now with complete clarity. Like, I totally get it now. And it's been a really painful couple of months, like being in a therapist's office and bringing up all this crap from your childhood. I'm looking at myself and I'm like, my life is so great. Like, I shouldn't have to deal with any of this. It sounds so stupid to have to deal with childhood crap when you're an adult. It sounds so dumb.
No, it doesn't
so dumb.
Sound stupid.
No, it doesn't.
I think it is a testament that you're willing to go there. I think there's so many people that don't ever go there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They'll just choose to ignore it and live on the surface their whole life and repeat terrible patterns, repeat the patterns their parents put in their head, do all that stuff. But, like, I think you have always been dedicated to making your family different and making your life different, and that's part of it. And I commend you for being able to go there and talk about going to a therapist and all that other stuff. Like, there's a lot of people that will not ever go.
Well,
or they think it's stupid, or they think, oh, you're going to go sit in an office and pay people a lot of money to tell you what you want to hear. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just people that won't go there.
It all stems from my relationship with my kids. Like, there was some stuff that was just off with Hayden and Hollis that I was feeling that I should have felt that I wasn't. And I'm like, I got to get to the bottom of this. There were times where I was working where I had time to be hanging out with the kids, and it was more enjoyable for me to be working, and it wasn't right. And I'm mm-hmm. like, I got to go get to the bottom of this and find out why. So mm-hmm. all of this has sort of come up at that time, because all of this is stopping with me. And I've said this a million times on the show now, that the realization I have now is that your family tree, the rest of my family tree forms with my relationship with my kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm jacked up because of my dad, and my dad's jacked up because of his dad, and it is stopping with me. My whole family tree, this is so important for parents. This is so powerful. Mm-hmm. You get to form mm-hmm. the health of the entire family tree from you down. That is powerful stuff. Mm-hmm. That is really... Mm-hmm.
I mean, your kids are going to have issues, because I think sometimes the meaning of life may be to experience something as a kid and spend the rest of your life trying to kind of improve upon it and be your own person. But at least you're stopping the tragedy that is what you went through as a kid. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So Hayden Hollis, they're going to have issues. They're going to deal with as men, but it's not going to be what you
dealt
with.
It's not going to be like this. It'll never mm-hmm. be. They will never have the thought that they weren't loved by their father or their mother.
Mm-hmm.
They will never be able to look back at their childhood and say, we never went on a family vacation. They didn't give a crap. Mm-hmm. I was running the streets. They couldn't care less. That will never happen in my family. Never. Hey, Liz. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, super. Great.
I just wanted to call and let you know that I think there are a lot more people out there that can empathize with what you're talking about than people want to admit.
Mm-hmm.
My childhood was totally jacked up, as you say. When my mom passed away, I felt this sense of relief that people, like, just don't understand. and she had a lot of issues that she ended up, my brother and I suffered for. A lot of them were her fault, and a lot of them weren't her fault. She had some mental illness and stuff like that, but the burden that was lifted mm-hmm. from me when she died was like, oh my gosh, I can breathe.
Look, I have talked to my therapist about this very thing, because I sort of feel like I'm playing defense with my mom and my dad, because I've had people tell me over and over and over again that once they're gone, they're gone. So do what you can now. And I sort of have always had that thought in my mind that I just want to be at peace with the way I reacted and acted with them while they were alive.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got that piece down, I think, right now. And another thing, you know, that my therapist has said to me is that my definition of abuse is somebody that gets beat. You hear about these cases all the time. I mean, physical abuse. But, gosh, she hit me with something a couple of weeks ago. She's like, she has patients that have gone through years and years of physical abuse and have more of a connection to their parents than I do. She said, you were abused, and it is a classic case of abuse. It's not you're bruised, you weren't hit, but you were absolutely an abused child.
Well, the emotional abuse that people suffer sometimes can last so much longer than the bruises on your skin.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't think I realized that till just a couple of years ago, and it's been really tough to deal with, because part of me is just like, wah, 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 wah. You're talking about this now
as an adult? It surfaces in the oddest places if you don't deal with it, you know?
Here's my wife, Stacy. Hey, babe.
Hey.
How are you?
I just wanted to first just say how proud I am of you for going on the air with us, because I know nobody knows more than I do how painful this is for you. So I really admire you. That's a big thing to do.
Thank you, honey. You've been awesome.
I think it's very cool, and you're probably helping a lot of people today.
And I feel like our relationship has been way stronger since this cut off also. Like,
oh, my gosh, yes.
No, really?
I mean, I got to tell you, he was scaring me. I was getting to a point where I was concerned for the kids and some scars that may end up long term, because he couldn't find any peace. He was just in turmoil all the time. It was just always this like edginess that what was going to happen, what was going to be the next email from his mom, or what was going to be the next painful thing she said or did to him or our kids. And and I don't think he realized like how intense it was, because it's happening to him. So for us, I was in the background going, oh my gosh, this isn't the guy I married. This isn't the person that I know. And it was getting worse and worse and worse. And it's just funny how you can't see so much of what's happening to you when you're in it. And Jeff brought up the point about how if you're good with your dad, you're not good with your mom. And I said that to Bert about a week and a half ago, and he looked at me like, oh, wow, that's really true. And I'm like, baby, it's been like that for 16 years. I've been with you 16 years. It's been the same way. It's never changed. But when you're in it, you just don't see it. And it's just so painful. And it was carrying over. It was definitely the stuff they were doing to him and was carrying over. And I think that emotional abuse is so much harder to deal with, because physical abuse, you can see the cuts, you can see the bruises, and they heal, and you work past it in that whole process. But with emotional abuse, it's so easy to hide it and cover it up and ignore it, not pay attention to it. And then all of a sudden it comes out in these awful ways.
Yeah, it's been a tough couple of months for sure. And as soon as she sent that email.
I'm so proud of you, because who wants to do this at our age?
I'm exhausted by it. I was so exhausted
by it. It's ridiculous. Yeah. You've got all this other pressure going on in your life, two kids, a big job, all these things to do. And then you have to deal with this stuff that happened when you were six.
Catching a marlin.
Right.
Not catching a marlin.
Did you respond to her last email?
I did, but you know, this is the thing that my mom did also that really pissed me off. God. She writes at the end of her email, don't send me an email because I won't read it. So like she wouldn't even allow me to have any kind of closure with her cutoff. So I sent her an email anyway, just basically saying that it's unforgivable.
Ah, you're reading this. Ah!
Gotcha.
I basically said it's unforgivable what you've just done now. And she hasn't been there to respond at all to help me get peace with all of this stuff the last couple of months. Like we were supposed to have this therapy session together that she was flying down for. She just didn't show up. I'm sitting in the therapist's office waiting for my mom to knock on the door. She's just hanging out in New York. just didn't show up.
Did she forget?
She said she thought it was a phone conference, but I've got emails that say, yeah, I'll see you down there in Atlanta. So she just hasn't given me anything. And that last email was just like, so don't contact me because I won't read your emails. It was just like, it's such a hurtful thing to do to your kids. Like, it's unthinkable, right?
I can't imagine that from like a boss or an acquaintance or whatever. But just, yeah, that makes me want to cry.
Mm-hmm. It is. Well, my therapist is crying right now with you, so it's cool.
God, I need to go see your therapist.
I'm in such a better place now. I'm in such a better place now than I was a couple of months ago. This is relieving for me. Serious.
When your therapist cries, do you ask for your money back for that session? Because it seems like, no, seriously, I mean, if you have to at any point go, oh my God, are you okay? Like, I think that's jacked up, and I don't think you should pay for that.
No, I get competitive about it. I'm like, has anybody else made you cry before? Am I the only one that's ever done that?
That's awesome.
She's like, we're going to have another session about your competitiveness.
This is The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, let's bring producer Joanna in. Her folks are from Uruguay.
Yes, they were born there. They moved here about 35 years ago. But, you know, they still are passionate about their country. You know, they always talk about how great Uruguay is and how beautiful it is. And they're just proud. They are just very proud of where they're from.
And I know it sounds like a cliche, but soccer outside the United States is the number one sport in the world. And when your country advances to the World Cup, there's only 32 countries that get to play. 32. So it is a huge deal. It is such a sense of pride for these countries. And in a lot of cases, they're so passionate about it because of the history of the continent that they're on. For instance, last night, Uruguay was playing Argentina. There's some historical background on that. So it's not only about soccer. It's about your country taking on another country.
There's a rivalry between Uruguay and Argentina because we are so similar in culture. I mean, we speak the same dialect of Spanish. We have similar, all of our beliefs are the same, and the way we speak Spanish is the same. So there's that rivalry. So it's like we're always competing with Argentina.
That just seems like a weird basis for a rivalry. We are so the same. Everything about us is common. I hate you.
So it really is. An old school passion for sports is even a little bit different than like young person's passion for sports because they've been rooting since, I mean, he was born. And your dad's what, 60 something years old now?
He's 65 years old. And, you know, soccer is just it's his thing. You know, he's just a huge soccer fan. And I show up at the house yesterday and he's wearing this old Uruguay jersey that he probably had when he was like 18 and he can't fit in it anymore. Like his belly's like hanging out the bottom of it and it's like really like dingy around the collar, but in the letters are falling off. I think it says Uruguay or something. It doesn't say Uruguay anymore.
It's just like a jersey.
Yeah.
Just like a jersey. Yeah.
And then, so he's outside, you know, and he's cooking some Uruguayan food, you know, getting ready for this game. And then at one point, I was looking for my dad, and I'm like, where did Papa go? Oh, he's on the computer watching highlights from like 5 years ago about a soccer game, like oh 5 years ago on the internet.
So
and
cute.
I'm like, you pre-gaming this, Dad, you know? So, we decided to turn the recorder on and see how he acted during the game.
Now, you know what you were getting yourself into because you've seen your dad watch football before,
yes,
right?
And yes.
He gets kind of nutty about mm-hmm. it.
And he had no idea. He had no idea that I had the recorder. And he kept looking at it, but he never... My dad's 65. He probably thought it was a cell phone. Like, yeah. He really had no idea what it was.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
It's right in front of him with the red light blinking
yeah.
record.
And he, honestly,
and he, has no
idea. He never asked me, like, what is that? Nothing. You know, it just... He never, it's, that was fun.
You should focus on the game.
You should have told him it was your new iPhone.
Yeah. So does he right. normally, does he normally get loud during the games, like ranting and raving and yelling at the TV?
Just the soccer games.
Yes. Joanna sent out a tweet last weekend that said, I think the neighbors are going to call the cops on my dad because
yeah.
there's a big Uruguay game.
We were outside talking with the family. And mind you, my aunt and my grandmother are in town because my brother got married. So they're still here. Mm-hmm. And they go back to Uruguay on Friday. So this was a big deal for them. And my grandmother, who's like 80, couldn't even sit still. She yeah. just kept getting up and sitting down and getting up and sitting down.
How cute.
She was so nervous.
And there's
about
a rich
the
history in the country because they won the first World Cup.
They won the very first
The very
World
first
Cup.
One ever. So they're oh, trying wow. to qualify
uh-huh.
to get back. In
uh-huh.
and they're just not one of the better South American soccer no. teams anymore, so they're so close right now. They're
yes,
so close.
They are so close.
So Lopez told me that this is an emotional roller coaster
Lopez.
Right here. You will hear sort of the beginning when the game starts and the whole family together. Then it will crescendo as Argentina takes the lead. And then there's the reality that Uruguay did not qualify in this round.
Oh.
And it's going to get a little quiet.
Oh, you told the ending.
It's heartbreaking.
So you'll hear it all right here.
Juan Gutiérrez. Falta sobre el jugador argentino, tiro libre en ataque para la selección.
Fa, fue.
Otamendi.
Hola, fa, bien, matás ahí, ¿verdad?
En defensa para Uruguay.
Nos mataron de la Troya.
Toca Argentina, se viene Di María. Sigue Di María.
Bien, patrón. Patrón. Ahí sí que le dieron.
Sorry, I know.
Is that grandma?
Now, what's he saying?
He goes, let's go, let's go, let's go. Well, the
I wish Bert was on the team.
Before that, Laura walked in, my brother's wife. Which is really weird to say now. She was in front of the TV, and he's like, sit down, Laura. Sit down, Laura.
And she's like,
you cannot.
She a gringo? Like, she has no idea.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. So she's like saying hi to him because she's, you know, really sweet. And she's like, hey, everyone. And my dad's like, sit down, Laura. Sit down, Laura.
That's awesome.
Danny.
He shook the TV.
What's he doing there?
He was banging on this little, like, you know, this little TV trays that you have, you
yeah.
know? And he was like banging on it.
At this point, the score is still 0-0, right?
Yes.
No one has scored yet?
Exactly.
Okay.
Uruguay! Uruguay! Ahí viene el gol contra la Colombia!
What's he saying?
He said, damn.
Did Argentina just score?
No, not yet. But, you know, whenever it gets a little close, you get nervous. And, no, Uruguay was about to score. So mm-hmm. he was, like, excited, thinking they were about to score. And
missed chance.
Yeah.
Meta Uruguay, carajo!
No!
That was Argentina scoring.
Si pierde Ecuador, ¿qué pasa?
And that's him in a state of panic because he's like, so what happens now? What happens now? Did Ecuador lose? Because if Ecuador loses, then we still have a chance to go and qualify. Aww. So that's him in a state of opinion, like, okay, well, what happens now? Did Ecuador lose? And so...
Yeah. It's maybe a lot like lose. It's a lot like when Tennessee or Georgia are winning or losing. You're always trying to do all these complicated formulas just to give yourself a little hope that your team is still in it. Mm-hmm.
So that is a day in the life in my house, and that's us watching soccer and just being just very passionate. And you know what? Maybe I lied. Maybe that's not just soccer. I think my family's pretty passionate about that all the time.
Are they? Is it like that in your house all the time?
We're pretty loud individuals, yes.
But I'm envious that I don't understand what your father was saying, because there was one time that Katie and I were in a Mexican restaurant, like an authentic Mexican restaurant in Mexico was playing, and there was the whole, it was like a family restaurant, and they were all sitting in the corner watching, and similar sounds were, and I was like, God, I want to know what's going on, and I don't even care about soccer, but I want to hear what they're saying. I should have paid attention in Spanish.
They were saying, I wish there were no gringos in here so we didn't have to serve them right now.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Jeff said he just got a very interesting forward from producer Tracy.
It was, I'll let Tracy read it. And I think it's, I have no comment. I'll just let Tracy read it.
Okay. Let it stand at its own.
Well, I have to tell you that Scott's been very, very paranoid about H1N1 in, you know, when it comes to our daughter, because from what I understand, like, the vaccine is out now, but you can't give the vaccine to babies as young as Ella.
And just for the backstory here, this is their first child. Mm-hmm. And she's how old now?
She's 3.5 months now.
3.5 months.
So he's...
You're not still not doing hours or days or anything like that?
No, I
appreciate that.
She's 4,292 hours.
I'm a horrible mom, but I lost track of weeks a few weeks ago.
Good.
So she's three and a half...
Yeah, I can understand 3.5 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's 3.5 months now. And like all parents, we're all very concerned about the flu and, you know, swine flu specifically. And I knew he was concerned, and I thought he was bordering on being a little bit more concerned than I was. Mm-hmm. Until I got two emails this morning in reference to swine flu from him. The first one talking about the benefits of breastfeeding and, you know, and swine flu. The next one was more in depth as it refers to Ella. And the only thing I have to tell you before I read the email is that she had like a bluish tint to her eye, which I asked the pediatrician about. And the pediatrician said, it's not a big deal. It means nothing. I see it in kids all the time. If it were anything to be concerned about, there'd be other glaring signs.
And was this completely unsolicited?
Yes.
Okay.
I woke up.
So you're just checking your emails, and this one kind of comes
out of nowhere. That's what makes us beautiful, is that they weren't talking about swine flu, chatting about it, IMing about it, just got off the phone about it. Just, this is what keeps Scott up at night.
He's just absorbed by it right now.
He sent this to me at 11:51 last night when I was in bed sleeping. It says, more on H1N1. There have been 21 pediatric deaths due to H1N1 in Georgia so far this season. As a whole, total number of cases in Georgia have been decreasing since the middle of August, but they are still high, and our state is one of the high-risk states. If Ella was to get H1N1, she could not get medication to treat it. If you get sick, you're supposed to keep breastfeeding and even increase the frequency. Here are the warning signs for infant H1N1. Fast breathing or trouble breathing, bluish skin color, not drinking enough fluids, not waking up or not interacting, being so irritable that the child does not want to be held, flu-like symptoms improve but then return with a fever and a worse cough, fever with a rash. Let me, side note, she hasn't even acted like she's sick. Like, she's nothing. Happy. No.
So the only thing that's giggling, even remotely relatable no here is symptoms. The bluish.
And that was an issue 2 months ago when we saw the pediatrician.
Okay.
No signs whatsoever. It continues. I know it seems like some of these could possibly fit Ella. Huh?
You're like, what?
Which ones?
But I don't think what we see is consistent enough. Maybe we should take her temperature every day or two just to keep an eye on it. The blue skin color thing makes me worry about the blue eyeballs, but she's been like that for a few months with no other symptoms.
You know what should make him concerned about having blue eyeballs? Blue eyeballs. Because if that doesn't go away, you're the kid with the blue eyeballs for the rest of your life. Ella, she could be the most beautiful kid in the world. It's like Seal. Yeah, he's awesome. He's married to Heidi Klum, but he's the guy with the thing on his face.
I know we were talking about possibly doing a mix of formula and breastfeeding, but given the H1N1 thing, I would prefer to keep doing only breastfeeding until the high-risk season passes. CDC recommends washing hands with soap and water often or using a Purell-type hand cleaner. We should probably use Purell more, especially since you're around coworkers every day.
And we're so dirty.
I would clean your office with Lysol wipes frequently.
Your office at home?
No, here.
That I can agree with. You share that office with Jeff. I would definitely agree with that.
I'm so terrified of her getting sick, and there's nothing we can do about it. I just love her so much. That's all. Love you, Scott.
Aww.
Last part is sweet. He kind of saved himself in the very last minute.
He's 95% crazy, 5% sweet.
But am I bad that I wasn't this freaked out by it?
I don't know. Like, as a general rule, I think what I'm witnessing now, not just with you guys, but as a general rule, I think with the first baby, the dudes actually are more freaked out.
Yeah.
About the health of the baby than women are. Hmm. More protective.
I get paranoid and stuff like that. I mean, any little strange thing, you know, that I notice, you know, I'll discuss it with them. And should I be concerned about this or what about that? But wow, I had no idea that he was this freaked out about swine flu. Like, he keeps bringing it up every once in a while. And I thought he was just watching the news too much. So he was just kind of talking, you know, current events with me. Mm-hmm. But I had no idea. And we even talked to our pediatrician a couple weeks back, and she's like, yeah, I see about 2 cases a day, but really they only feel a little bit worse than if they had the regular flu.
This is on his mind all the time.
Apparently.
Wow.
So
I guess that's the good news. The good news is he's concerned. I bet we could load up the phones with a whole bunch of people saying, my husband couldn't care less.
The bad news is he's tetting up your house like that John Travolta movie back in the day, or whoever was it?
Oh, the boy in the plastic
The boy in the bubble. Yeah.
Yes.
You're going to come home and you're going to be like,
yes,
oh my
that's
God.
That's from 1970s, Wendy.
Did we hire exterminators for today?
But I see, because I have a niece that, you know, spends some time with her, and she's in daycare, and I can see, like, I have noticed the fear in Scott's eyes every time Kylie gets close to Ella. Like, she's going to get her sick.
Now, and Melissa, you're the news director. Aren't all these like these H1N1 serums for babies hitting Georgia here real soon?
Well, like she was saying, Ella's too young to get them, but the nasal mist is already in Georgia, and the shots I think are already starting to arrive.
But you have to be over 3 to get them. But so Scott's only got 2.5 more years of paranoia.
Hold on, Ella.
But I think what's freaking a lot of people out is a lot of times if you get the normal flu or seasonal flu that we're so used to, it's your rundown, and then you end up getting it, and it's it can be fatal for people. But a lot of times it ends up coming when you haven't been taking care of yourself, and the problem with H1N1 is they're finding, especially in kids, they're perfectly healthy, and then all of a sudden they get hit with this, and some have, unfortunately had a fatal ending. So I think that's why people are really concerned about it, because it's just something they don't know about.
Hey, Lynn, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yes, I was just listening to the story, and I can relate. But from a man's perspective, he's probably feeling out of control, mm-hmm. and he doesn't know what to do. He can't control the swine flu. Mm-hmm. And as a dad, he wants to protect his family, and he doesn't know how. And that's where all the anxiety is coming from.
I can understand that, but I'm just really paranoid that he's going to tell me I can't have any interaction with her because I work with her outside the home.
Or you're going to come in one day.
You came in from that dirty radio station. Do not touch your daughter.
You're going to come in one day and he'll actually be like spraying down the office. Like
he's
going
to hose down Tracy outside the front door.
Yeah. Like or the next time he brings in Ella, she literally will be in one of those little like hamster, like plastic little round things.
I have a feeling you guys won't be seeing Ella for another 2.5 years. No.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.